Okay, should be back online, yeah. Right, the room is full. That's great. As every year, third year, GCC Dev Room, fully packed, great. Up next is Lancelot Six, who is a maintainer of GDB, in particular of the AMD GPU backend, and developer of the downstream ROC GDB support for AMD GPUs. I guess he won't actually talk about AMD GPUs specifically, but rather about Dwarf 6.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. So, yeah, oh, can I clip that, actually? Let me see. Does that work?
Yeah.
I guess so. Perfect. Yes, I said I'm Lancelot Six. I'm working for AMD on RockGDB, which is a debugger for debugging AMD GPU programs. And we're not going to be talking about GPUs. We're going to be talking about debug information and some changes that recently made it into what should become Dwarf 6 eventually. Before we start, just a tiny bit of background. What I'm going to be talking about has initially been developed within AMD, and that was to like overcome the limitation of Dwarf 5 to debug GPU code. Mainly, like, GPUs are a bit different from CPUs, have different optimization opportunities, work a bit differently, and so the Dwarf 5 didn't really work for that. So that's why those extensions are to be made. It's currently implemented so in the ROCm toolchain, so LLVM based on the compiler side and GDB based on the debugger side, and was initially published as one big omnibus documentation of what's been changed from standard Dwarf, and that change as it is did not really fit the what could be submitted for Dwarf for inclusion to evolve the standard. And so eventually what happens some years ago, 4 years ago almost, I guess, a kind of ad hoc working group kind of formed to rework those extensions, including many industry players and individuals. So that group had kind of two tasks. One is make sure that the extension we come with work for all the parties involved, because we have multiple GPU vendors involved. And the other bit was to kind of split the changes that have been made into more manageable chunks that can be submitted for review to the Dwarf standard. One thing to note here, as you see, I am not one of the authors of the original work, so I don't claim any ownership on what I'm presenting. I'm just presenting it. We do have some of the author here in the room, and thanks. So one of the outcome of that particular work was a proposal called here, location description on the Dwarf stack, and it's been accepted last October. So it's been quite a trek to get there. And as we said, part of the work of that committee was to try to reduce the size of what we have and have something manageable. And we ended up with something which is like 20 pages long, which is, let's say, larger than the typical Dwarf proposal. But the point I'm going to try to make today is to show that what we did is actually a pretty simple change, but it just happens to be quite fundamental to some aspects of Dwarf are working, and so that does imply a lot of editorial change, so the standard remains consistent. And so let's go. So for those who don't really know Dwarf that much, Dwarf in a nutshell is the debug information produced by a compiler, so a consumer, usually a debugger, can have some understanding of the program. It's pretty much a tree structure for the main part, where we have compilation units which contain types and functions, and functions, they can have lexical block and variables and everything. And the nodes, they have attributes. Most of the attributes usually have statically known values. So like when you have a function, like the name of a function here, main, that's something that that we know statically and we can express that. But there are some properties that we do not know statically. Let's say let's consider here, you know, we have a simple program, we have, you know, struct, we'll use that, you know, a bit throughout the presentation. We have an instance, and so in the debug information for that, we see, you know, the name F, we have some information of, you know, where it was declared, the type, all of that is known statically, but the location, where do you go to find the bytes that make up the value, you cannot know at compile time. So what we have instead is, instead of the value, we have what's called a dwarf expression, which, when evaluated, will give you the value. So it's something that the client needs to evaluate. So dwarf expression, it's a small program generated by the compiler that the consumer can use to describe a dynamic value or location. Like, when executed, it will yield a location or a value. And it's a pretty simple model to, like, work on values. It's a stack-based, you know, language, mini language, where you can push and pop values, and you have opcodes that, you know, take an addition, you pop two values, you add them together, you push the value back, and that's how it works, with, you know, a lot of opcodes for that. The locations, will come a bit to that later. It works a bit differently. So let's explore a bit, you know, what we can do with expressions, how it works. So let's take, you know, our same structure and two variables where we have an instance of that class, and we have a pointer to a member, int member of that class. So we have here the debug information.